Has details from Jerusalem.
Some 400 foreign passport holders and dual nationals are expected to leave Gaza after Egypt opened the Rafah crossing for people for the first time since the war between Israel and Hamas began on October 7th. Some 80 seriously wounded Palestinians will also get life-saving medical treatment in Egypt. Until now, the Rafah crossing has been opened only for humanitarian aid to enter Gaza.
Israel is defending growing criticism over a strike on the crowded Jabalia refugee camp, the military's Jonathan Conricus.
We took precautions to minimize collateral damage, but the military aim was achieved.
That, he says, was killing a key Hamas leader. Gaza plunged into another internet and phone outage as Israeli troops battle Hamas today. CBS News Special Report. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggihoe, Civic Media News.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station. Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear, tonight, 23. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggihoe. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is suing the Wisconsin legislature over pay raises denied to University of Wisconsin employees. A joint committee is holding up the pay raises, even though they'd been approved in the state budget by the full legislature and signed by the governor. Republican leaders called the lawsuit frivolous and said that it could hold up pay raises for other state employees. Evers wants the state Supreme Court to take up the case directly. Open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act begins tomorrow. People have until December 15th to sign up for a plan or renew their old plan in order to be covered on January 1st. Enrollment hit a record high earlier this year, and health insurance analysts expect the number to get bigger. In Wisconsin, thousands of people who were disenrolled from Medicaid this year are expected to drive demand. I'm Nate Wuggihoe, Civic Media News.
Craig Council is now a free agent. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After 9 years as the Brewers manager, Craig Council is now a free agent. His contract with the Crew expired yesterday. Reports say he has met with the Cleveland Guardians and now the New York Mets. Council earned $3.5 million in Milwaukee last season and is looking to significantly raise the bar on pay for Major League Baseball managers. The Rangers won 11-7 over the Diamondbacks last night in Game 4 of the World Series. Texas jumped out to a 10-0 lead, but the D-backs came back. The Texas Rangers Rangers now up 3-1 with Game 5 tonight at 7 o'clock in Phoenix. NFL, the Packers with a surprise move, trading defensive back Rasul Douglas to the Bills in exchange for a third-round pick in the draft. College football, the Badgers play against Indiana Saturday. Luke Fickell for an update on quarterback Tanner Mordecai's fractured hand.
I got no updates for you. You know, it comes down to a lot to what Tanner can do.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your Mad Radio forecast. Highs level off around 39 today under partly cloudy skies. Southwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Lows around 28 tonight. Highs around 47 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 24 degrees.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Minutes past the hour. John and Gordy with you on the very first day of November. It's a cold start, 26 degrees, upper 30s later on today. Here we are.
Yeah, I'm thinking November. One of these days, you know, we can play that.
Yeah.
And then put some of the callers on the air with that, and they can do their little doo-wop part.
You think so?
Yeah, see how that sounds.
That would be great.
That would be a radio first, by the way.
You think so? Okay. All right. Let's try it.
You'd never know about that kind of stuff.
They can call us right now. 608-879-8255 is the number, and we'd love to hear from you. You can also, you can always listen to the app, stream us at Civic Media app, and you can text us right away from that app.
Exactly.
Yeah, send us an email.
And then we can capture the caller's voice, duplicate it with AI.
Yes. Have it harmonize with itself.
And put words in their mouth.
Yeah.
Things that
it,
they would never say
AI
in public.
AI is taking over, whether we like it or not. Whether we try to restrict it or not, it's here, and it's already doing its work.
Like Biden said, with AI, fraudsters can take a three-second recording of your voice. I've watched one of me, I said. When the hell did I say that?
Is that
so Biden's
really
freaking out.
A quote?
Yeah, so this is executive order. Came quickly.
That's it. He saw something or heard something and then I better sign an executive order and get a handle on this.
Absolutely.
Deal.
I mean, the whole thing. I mean, it's videos algorithms. Oh, listen to this. This is really in the weeds. The order also calls for action to address algorithmic discrimination.
Whoa.
Although the bit about developing best practices on the use of AI in sentencing, parole, and probation, pretrial release, and detention, risk assessment, surveillance, crime forecasting, and predictive policing, and forensic analysis is perhaps a little too Minority Report for my liking. So that's
a mouthful. I don't even know what that, my head just exploded just with that first phrase. Algorithmic
discrimination.
Mm-hmm. What? Okay. How do we get a handle on that?
We can't.
I
just gave you a list of everything that they're thinking that might be problematic, especially, predicting crime.
Predicting crime.
And that would be, again.
Okay, so Neighborhood.
Minority Report.
Okay,
the movie.
There you go.
Yeah. Did you see that movie?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Who was in that? Do you remember? Okay.
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise. Who is it?
Tom Cruise is the lead in that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
I may have seen it. I don't remember.
Anne said, you have an open invite to our home.
Your wife said that?
Yeah.
Really?
Normally, she doesn't want you in the house.
Exactly. That's the last I heard was I was banned. Remember, about 6 months ago, I stopped by, and I was saying goodbye to you guys.
Yeah.
And I turned, and I said, oh, and Ann was coming around the corner. I said, oh, goodbye, Ann. And I leaned over, and I smacked my head right against your cabinet really hard.
Oh, no.
You remember that?
Yes, I remember that now.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I thought after that, well, I'm not welcome back.
Well, you know, you destroy people's cabinets.
I'm a klutz. I admit it.
But she wants you to come over.
Really?
To watch the Marvel Universe movies.
Now, this is great because I was over at your place, I don't know, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
And you walk into John's living room, and you have four huge recliners. You know, there's no couch. There's no relaxing chair. Four huge recliners facing the huge big screen TV.
It's called theater seats.
Exactly.
Yes.
And I couldn't believe. So the four of you get together and watch movies like that.
We do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just like being in the movie theater.
It is. It's like a little tiny theater.
I have, my whole life, I have had horrible speakers.
Right.
This is a time in my life where I have the best speakers, I have a great system, and I've got an OLED television, and we are watching movies in 4K.
So you want me to come over and watch all these Marvel movies?
Marvel movies?
Just have a Marvel marathon at your place.
And then we'll go to the Travel Channel, and we'll watch Ghost Adventures. That's the name of the show. These four guys are losers. And it is just an amazing thing to watch.
This is going to be funny. A long marathon weekend of Marvel movies and Travel Channel.
Right, right.
That's your idea of entertainment.
That is our entertainment.
Will there be popcorn?
Yes.
Do you do movie popcorn or just regular popcorn?
I stir crazy popcorn.
Okay.
You know what a stir crazy is, right?
No.
No,
well, so this is not microwave popcorn.
No, this is a stir crazy. It's a machine that has a little bar that circles around and stirs the kernels and cooks them just like in the movie theater.
I was in a band called Stirs the Kernel. That was, boy, you really go all out for the movies at your place.
We do.
Do you darken the theater, the home theater?
You
turn out all the lights and
all the lights.
Do you have previews before the movie? Concession stand is open. Let's all go to the movies.
Yeah.
Let's go. That's great.
Well, you'd like it.
I would like it. Thank you to Ann for inviting me over.
You do not have to do that, though. Can I bring somebody with me on the spot?
Okay.
You can bring anybody you want.
Bring a date?
Yeah, sure.
Date night at the Petersons.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, let me know how your schedule works out. I'll check my calendar and we'll figure out something.
I would assume so.
Okay.
All right.
What were you talking about? Let's see. The AI thing. Got that going.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And here's a story. Listen to this.
Yeah.
You'll like this. I love these kind of stories because I love the way they write these kind of stories. The headline, Bear Scare, Naked Man Fires Gun, Flees After Crash. See, right away they got you.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know more.
How does that all work out?
Authorities say a man crashed his vehicle into another car. This was in Wilmington, North Carolina. A lot of weird things happen in the Carolinas. He crashed his car with another car. He got out, stripped naked, fired a gun in the air, and then ran off into the woods. It doesn't end there.
Oh, my God.
The police say the unnamed driver was speeding down the street, Thursday night when he crashed. He fired the gun four or five times into the air before fleeing into the nearby woods, but then he returned and put his clothes back on. They arrested him.
The clothes thing, you know? Who would have guessed? Who would have thought that would be a good angle?
I don't know. It's just a weird thing. A lot of strange stuff in North Carolina.
We're all trying to get to some kind of level of removing a lot of the pollution that we have, you know.
Of course.
I mean, it has worked over time.
It's continuing.
It actually has worked.
Yeah.
You know, when people say, well, you know, this climate change thing is just a hoax. Well, we've had climate change things happen before that we've battled, and we have won those battles with acid rain, smog,
the ozone layer, the hole in the ozone.
Right, because
up
of the
over
coolants.
The, over the
we've
North
gotten
Pole.
Rid of those coolants.
Yeah, and the ozone repaired itself over the North Pole, at least mostly.
So we have done the, we have been able to change, affect climate change.
Right.
So
for the good.
So all of a sudden, you know, now we can't do it anymore. Oh,
why
no,
not?
We can't do it because, you know, it costs too much money. Well, there is a caveat to all of this moving to electric vehicles. And Norway is experiencing this right now. But they had, they have an amazing statistic in moving to electric vehicles. 87% of Norway's new car sales are now electric. And
wow.
And the thing, the drawback in all of this is that now people are buying these electric cars,
right,
which gets in the way of removing vehicle traffic from going into the cities and creating, you know, traffic jams and all that. They were trying to get everybody to go to mass transit.
Sure. Yeah.
So because of now these vehicles and they're being clean and you can go downtown and not be a polluter, everybody's driving now back into the city instead of using mass transit.
I gotcha. Wow.
So they're sending a warning to the world because, you know, Norway's really gone head crazy about this stuff. Now they're warning the world saying, you know, just tamp it down a little bit. Don't keep these rebates too long or too big because, you know, you do want people to transition to mass transit.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
So take it easy with the electric vehicles.
Yeah.
Just don't, so that people
don't take it easy with the vehicles, just the rebates and allowing more people to transition to it without somehow also having people transition to taking mass transit, buses, subways like they have here in Madison.
Right.
You know,
subway? What are you talking about? Is there a subway under the isthmus I don't know about?
No, the L's.
Tunnels?
Have these guys ever gone to a big city where they have subways and mass transit?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Sure.
The L in Chicago.
Well, New York City, it's amazing. They have levels of subways.
Yeah.
You can go down.
And these guys here, they seem to not ever catch on to the fact that it's kind of fun.
It is.
It's an easy way to get around.
Can be, yes. Yeah, in New York, is the way to get around in that city.
Yeah, so they don't want to do that here. They don't want to connect Milwaukee with Madison, you know.
High-speed rail, you know. Yeah. What happened? We were going to do that, right?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. Scott Walker.
Yeah. Okay.
Scott Walker.
Thank you, Aaron.
He turned down the money from the federal government. What is it, $82 million? It's something like that. And he turned that down and sent it back. That was a message he was sending, you know.
Mm.
We're not going to have high-speed rail in this state. And, of course, this high-speed rail also had offshoots on it. They were going to actually pay for some of the other rail improvements, like from Milwaukee to Chicago.
Yes. It'd be natural. I mean, just think of getting to all these cities around us faster. Just jumping in the high-speed rail and just zoom. You're there in, you know.
Right, Milwaukee to Green Bay.
Time. Yeah.
Right?
Fantastic. You know,
that would work out fine. But
why can't we do that?
In that corridor between Milwaukee and Chicago, Kenosha, Racine, they were all planning on development around this high-speed rail system.
Yeah.
And they had all these plans.
Yeah. All those plans are on the shelf now. Yeah. Okay. Well, on that happy note, it's 18 minutes past the hour. We're going to take a break. We're coming back with more of the John and Gordy Show.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
Ready for deer cam? The Trading Post has all of your hunting needs. Snacks, ammo, new and used guns. Don't waste your time searching for savings. Stop in and ask for Kevin to save some bucks. The Trading Post, West Grand Avenue in historic downtown Wisconsin Rapids. Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The John and Gordy Show, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, don't forget daylight savings time coming up this weekend, or at least the falling back of the clocks.
And you get up at 2 a.m. to change your clocks because that's when they're supposed to be turned back.
Exactly. It's a tradition.
Fall back.
Yeah, I got nothing else to do that hour of the morning. Might as well get up.
No, you're sleeping.
Five or six. Yeah. I set the alarm. And then I change it.
Nothing more to do.
I throw the alarm back an hour first. I have three or four alarm clocks, as I'm sure you do, just to make sure that I get here on time. Yeah. Change all of those over the weekend. I've got a kitchen clock. I've got a living room clock. Got the clock by the TV.
I have a donut clock.
What do you mean a donut?
I have a donut clock.
Oh, that, yeah, it's got, what donut company is that?
It's Mr. Donut.
Okay.
Way back in the 60s, I knew a guy at a donut shop very well. He would invite me over while he was making donuts. And I said, I just love to have it's a lighted donut clock with light bulbs in it. And you plug it in, and it is just fantastic. So,
wow. Is that your computer talking to you?
I don't know.
The AI is talking to one of them. Oh, it's over here.
It's your new computer.
Yeah.
It wants to say things.
Shut this thing up. Okay. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead. You got the donut clock.
Yeah, I got the donut.
I've seen it. It's very cool.
What it is, it plugs in. So it has to have a plug on the wall someplace. And we accidentally, when we bought our house, we bought a house with a outlet high on the ceiling, or not on the ceiling, on the wall.
The wall.
And we just put the clock up there, and it's terrific. You
it's
know?
Great.
Yeah.
I know people that collect clocks, and it's kind of a cool hobby to have.
Yeah, it is.
There's old clocks that are very cool.
Yeah.
Old wind-up clocks, old electric clocks. Yeah. Cool stuff.
Yep, it is. So.
Okay, so don't forget to turn those clocks back an hour this weekend.
Or ask Alexa to wake you up.
Thank goodness Ben Franklin did this.
Alexa can wake you up. You don't have to have all those alarm clocks anymore. Mr. Tech over here.
Yeah, right.
He's getting into it, though. He's getting into it.
Right. Okay.
So I just wanted to bring up what?
The appliance war. You keep putting this off. You said you had more information about the appliance war, and you really didn't explain what the war was about, except that we want to get rid of gas stoves, or some people want to get rid of the stoves.
The appliance war.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Gas stoves, water heaters.
Yeah, all that stuff.
Ice makers, the whole thing.
You're really into this.
I really love this because it is so much nonsense. It's you gotta know, these are Republicans. This is the MAGA Republican.
Okay.
And these are the kind of guys that are in their legislature.
Right.
This isn't just some separate story. You know, this is about the Borg MAGA. You know? They're
Borg MAGA?
They think alike. If there's a law in Florida, you know it's gonna be up here very, very soon. If it isn't already.
Yeah.
So the Borg that we know as the Republican Party in Wisconsin will be adopting a lot of this stuff and protecting us, definitely protecting us.
Okay.
The appliance wars. Now, one person said, Biden will ban our beer next. This is how over the top they could possibly get, right?
He'll ban what?
Beer.
Beer?
Biden will ban our beer next.
Not in Wisconsin, he won't.
Well, Biden's alcohol czar says the U.S. could recommend this. Again, all of these bans aren't bans.
No.
They're recommendations.
Right.
In other words, it's relying on your free will to make the right decision.
They're making it up.
Yeah. You can make the wrong decision or the right one, but it's up to you. And so anyway, the alcohol czar. We had one. We do have one.
Sounds like a kind of a fun job.
Recommended. Now, I disagree with this. He recommends limiting beers to 2 a week. Now, that's quite the reduction.
Yes.
Because
2. You're 2 beers.
It used to be they recommended 2 per day.
Right. And it was healthy.
And 1 drink for women.
Okay.
Okay.
And that was actually supposed to be healthy for you.
Yeah, it's supposed to be healthy for you. Now he's recommending 2 per week, which is, I'm not following that. I'm going to be a dummy. I'm not following that advice. Mm. I'm going to be a MAGA on this one. So.
Okay.
And it is an advice thing. Americans might be advised to limit their alcohol consumption to more than 2 beers per week, but they don't have to do it.
So, yeah.
See?
Okay.
I'm getting a phone call. My watch is telling me I'm getting a spam phone call.
So. Okay. Well, back to the appliance war on this. I mean, this is kind of connected to the appliance war.
A Texas Republican expressed skepticism and disapproval of the potential guidelines. He claims it's an example of Democrats trying to control people's lives. There's that old cliche again. Some commenters pointed out that a recommendation is just that. One person says, no one is trying to oppose any limits, just recommendations. You know, like, not too much sugar. Get a grip, people. You can still drink yourself to death. One person wrote, everyone's mad about this. Doesn't get the difference between a recommendation and a rule.
Mm.
So, it's all part of that. And the paranoia and conspiracies of the far right creates... The creations are astounding. Have more than 2 beers is a problem for anybody, really. So
that's just
it's the appliance wars. It's just
crazy.
Part of it. It's just part of it. It's just recommendations. We're just trying to put everybody on a path where they can make a sound
diversion.
Decision.
It's talking about stuff that just to get off the track of things that really need to be talked about.
Right.
You know.
Is one from the Heritage Foundation. Yes, the Biden administration is now coming for your water heaters, too. But don't worry, they won't take them until at least 2029. Remember when you were a conspiracy theorist, if you said they wanted to ban gas stoves?
Mm.
Yes, I remember that, and you're still a conspiracy theorist. Now, here's the thing. They act like your appliance will last forever. It doesn't last forever, and since they don't, the next one, all you have to do is buy, take the advice and get the kind of stove that you think you need. That's all.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
So the appliance wars go on. They keep coming up with some new stuff all the time.
They always will.
It's scary. The Democrats are going to regulate. Yeah, it's nuts.
One guy, used the old... first they came for, right?
Oh, yeah. First they came for this. Now they're coming after that.
First they came for your gas stoves.
Uh-huh.
Then they came for your dishwashers.
Dishwasher.
Next,
they
came for your water heaters and air conditioners. Now the Biden administration, they're coming after your portable gas generators.
What about pizza ovens?
Oh, gas generators.
Is that okay? What?
Gas generators. Remember,
I told
you about this.
Oh.
They're making... electric cars, so you can plug it into your electric car, home electric.
Oh, yeah, and bring...
But now you can reverse that and take the electricity out of your car and pump it into your home during an outage instead of having an electric or gas...
That seems okay,
generator.
Right? That's a good thing.
That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
That's what technology does.
I'm tossing that story out.
Yeah. But I'm telling you what, there'll be more of them.
Okay. And more of the John and Gordy Show after we take a break for news.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Ambulances carrying injured Palestinians and foreigners with passports have begun crossing from Gaza into Egypt at Rafah for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. CBS's Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
Officials say 400 to 500 foreign passport holders will be allowed to enter Egypt from Gaza today. Now, that's a big breakthrough since the Rafah border crossing has been closed to civilians since the start of the war more than 3 weeks ago. The hope is that some of the 400 Palestinian Americans trapped in Gaza will be able to get out.
There's growing outrage over an Israeli airstrike that killed dozens of people in a crowded refugee camp. The Israeli military says it also killed a key Hamas leader. Here in the U.S., the FBI has arrested a 21-year-old engineering major at Cornell University for allegedly making anti-Semitic threats against the campus Jewish Center and a dining hall. New York Governor Kathy Hochul.
This cruelty by New York against New Yorkers must stop.
Former President Trump's three eldest children begin taking turns on the witness stand at their father's civil fraud trial in New York City today. Donald Trump Jr. is expected to testify. His brother Eric will be there tomorrow, his sister Ivanka next week. All three were executive vice presidents of their father's company before Ivanka left to join her dad at the White House. The death rate for babies in the U.S. is up for the first time in a long time. CBS's Michael George.
New data from the National Center for Health Statistics show the infant mortality rate in the U.S. rose 3% from 2021 to 2022. It's the first year-to-year increase in 20 years.
Researchers believe more women giving birth are facing issues getting proper care. Many analysts believe the Federal Reserve will not raise interest rates again when they wrap up a two-day meeting later today. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
The Fed will likely be encouraged by the fact that inflation has drifted lower. As of last month, the consumer price index was up by 3.7% from a year ago, and core prices have also been coming down.
The Department of Education's finding the largest private Christian university in the country more than $37 million, claiming it falsely advertised the cost of receiving doctorates. Grand Canyon University President Brian Mueller has a problem with that.
They said this is not based upon student complaints. This is based on our reading of your website. Maybe the students ought to decide, right?
He claims the government's retaliating over the school's fight for nonprofit status. Dow futures off 100. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Exergen thermometers are the smart choice when selecting a thermometer. With children back at school, keeping them healthy is important. Got a fever? Stay home. To detect fever accurately at home, you need a clinically accurate, fast, and non-invasive thermometer. The Exergen thermometer is backed by over 100 clinical studies. Accuracy matters. Be smart and safe. Measure accurately with Exergen thermometers available at Walmart and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Exergen thermometers are a top choice of medical professionals at highly ranked hospitals across the U.S. Accuracy matters, so make Exergen the chosen thermometer for your home and family. Available at Walgreens and other participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin heads to Bloomington to face the Hoosiers. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle. We're out there because you're out there.
Whether we're digging a neighbor out of the snow or cooking up a weekend block party, nobody knows our communities better than us. But for the last 12 years, some politicians have carved up our neighborhoods into voting districts that serve their political interests instead of our needs. Now, they want to ram another power-grabbing bill through the legislature so they can control whose vote counts. When it comes to our districts, we draw the line. By joining together in favor of true, fair districting, we can ensure our communities thrive. Call your state senator today to tell them that the legislature should not be allowed to manipulate our district lines, period.
Paid for by the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's largest utility companies say they plan to end using coal as a fuel source sooner than they had expected. We Energies and the WEC Energy Group announced Tuesday they plan to stop using coal by the end of 2032. They had originally anticipated needing to use coal until 2035. They say they're moving up that date after they increased investments into renewable energy sources by over $1 billion. More teenagers are getting jobs in Wisconsin. The number of young people applying for work permits went up by 27% between 2019 and last year. That represents more than 37,000 workers. Republican lawmakers are trying to eliminate work permits. They say they're an unnecessary burden. On the other hand, fees from work permits pay for enforcing labor standards in Wisconsin. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 today, under mainly cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly clear, tonight, 23. Tomorrow, highs around 43. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
Off guard, I slapped the window real hard and jumped because he was scared. They finally hooked a rope to the door handle to open it from a safe distance, allowing the mother bear to escape. So that's the story of the three bears. For this, the Papa Bear updated, was not there.
Updated but, 21st century version of of the three bears, right? The three bears, and Papa Bear says, "Well, this seat's too hard."
Yeah.
And the Mama Bear says, "Oh, well, I like these soft seats."
Yeah. And the baby says, "Where's my seat?"
I like the baby seat in the back. I don't know.
But you know, whenever we see these stories about the bear, it's always the mother bear is there. The Papa Bear is never around.
Right.
Papa Bear's out getting food or something.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
It's strange that Republicans wouldn't be angry about that. You know, the complete family is what they're pushing. You know, Papa Bear's not around again. That's why the bears act the way they act.
Yeah.
When you're looking for a place to grab a bite in a cozy and welcoming atmosphere, look no further than Misty's Menu. Their small-town cafe offers homemade dishes made with fresh local ingredients. But it's not just about the food at Misty's Menu. You'll be greeted with a warm smile and friendly conversation. It's the kind of place where the waitress knows your name and makes you feel right at home. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the charm of a small-town cafe. They promise you won't leave hungry or without a new friend. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Do you have questions about your retirement? Ameriprise Financial Advisors Shannon Moon and Jason Kramer can help. With the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach, you'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap to get you where you want to go. Call Shannon and Jason today at 715-421-2250. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, a registered investment advisor. A proud sponsor of Badger Football.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
That's right.
Get the coal out of here.
You know, I'm surprised the Republicans haven't reacted to this story yet. You know,
give them a few minutes. They'll figure it out. So what? Why do we have to get rid of coal now? It's just an old, outdated fuel source.
Well, that's why.
We don't want it. You
know, they're shutting down their plant.
Oh.
In 2024. Now, I remember when they were just building these, you know, and, you know, taxpayer bills went up. But in this case, yeah, they're going to end having coal in the state. I think in what year would that be?
Coal is still a big thing.
2031, I believe.
Wow. Well, we got a little time on that one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Before we find out, we don't have enough energy in the state, and all our lights will be turned out, and we'll just have to rely on, you know, windmills and solar farms and, you know.
Still need a little coal for a while before we get rid of it all.
Well, I don't know why.
No?
No.
Yeah.
But it's a smooth transition.
Is it?
Yeah. But, you know, you'd think that the Republicans in the legislature would be very angry about this because, you know, it would leave us high and dry. Oh, boy.
Now, I think there's a coal plant or maybe it's not a coal plant, but up in Portage, they were transitioning that to cleaner energy, Alliant, I believe.
That's your part of the country.
It is, yeah. But there's a great big smokestack there in Portage. Oh, it keeps bellowing out the stuff. What is that? Well, I don't know. I think I could be wrong. Maybe if anybody's listening from Portage, they could inform us. But I think that is a cold fire plant. And I do believe they are phasing it out over the next year or two if it hasn't been done already. So, it's moving on.
And why not?
Well,
right?
Yeah. There's better ways.
Well,
right?
Yeah, they've got, you know, again, they have the wind and solar, and they have storage batteries now. The storage battery industry is huge, employing a lot of people. And that will constantly be changing as battery technology improves.
Well, and remember, you know, I know you've driven up toward the Fox Valley, going up to Green Bay and up toward Appleton, and that way there's a huge wind farm up there.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
been by?
Yeah,
I mean, there must be a couple of hundred. Yeah, a couple of hundred windmills
it's
up there.
Kind of Republican country up there, right?
Well,
and
yeah,
they've got these wind farms.
But don't you remember Trump was on his soapbox talking about how windmills were driving the people crazy and they make so much noise and killing the birds and
every bad thing
you can think of.
Right.
He threw it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're a good thing.
You didn't see a ban on tall buildings that are made of glass.
Glass and steel?
Yeah.
Like all of his
It kills
towers.
More birds.
Yeah.
On a similar note, something I was going to bring up myself, we have a comment on YouTube from Dan saying, if nuclear, wind, and solar could replace coal, that'd be fantastic. But for some reason, the anti-nuclear folks are still going strong like the flat earthers.
That's true.
Yeah. Thank you for
That's
that,
true.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be one of those people that I didn't want to see any more of these plants,
the nuclear
plants.
Well, you know, there's a revival of that.
There's a revival because what they're doing now is they've reformed, they've changed the technology.
They've changed the fuel source.
The plants are much smaller.
Yeah.
They're not these huge, ominous looking things out there. But yeah, I mean, it's the technology has picked up.
It's advanced.
It's advanced to the point where now everything is miniaturized, much smaller, and more controlled than they've ever been.
And there's some new fuel source that they're using that doesn't have the afterlife or the after effects.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And have you heard about this helium-3 stuff?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So helium-3 is some very rare element, apparently. Here I go into the science world. But now, the deal is it's very rare to find, but it's a very strong fuel. And it will work with the nuclear plants that are out there.
Huh.
And now, here's where it gets really weird. This is like science and space combined. They think that the Chinese government is up on the dark side of the moon, Pink Floyd.
Yep.
And they are mining the moon dust. They checked out all these moon rocks. You know, they brought back a bunch of moon rocks on these Apollo missions.
Yeah.
And these moon rocks contain helium-3. No in fact, kidding. There's a UW professor that knows all about it. I'll have to bring this article in.
Yeah.
He knows all about this. And he's saying that Chinese government is probably up there mining this with robots. You know, the robots and AI, again, taking over.
I love that.
They sweep across collecting moon dust. Mm-hmm. They automatically bring it back to the Earth. They can refine this, and they have helium-3, and the Chinese government is stocking up on this. They're going to control the helium-3 market before anybody else.
Wow.
So they're going to control the energy sources for this helium-3.
Well, first you have to find out if they're on the dark side of the moon.
Well, I think so. How do we know?
I don't know. What, a big spotlight satellite up there? You know? Just maybe scan the dark side with a spotlight.
We'll have to do some more John and Gordy research on that one, but there is a UW professor. Maybe we can get him in here, and can explain it to
us. They're using that in nuclear sites now?
They're testing that in nuclear sites. They believe that this is exactly the kind of fuel that will work even better than anything else we have here on Earth. There is some on Earth, by the way, this helium-3, but not very much of it. But the moon is loaded with this stuff. So, I saw him on a video, and he was this professor, and I don't have his name in front of me, but he's all over this and says this is the future, and there are the Chinese government's way ahead of us.
We are definitely going to have to look into this and
helium-3
and push it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm with you on that. Let's do that.
You know, the thing with solar though.
Yeah.
You know, you're driving through the countryside and you drive by a solar farm. I'm trying to figure out what's the complaint here. You know, you really don't see much. It's kind of flat. It's like a vacant field. There's nothing different about having a solar farm as opposed to a cornfield, wheat field.
There's one out by the airport here, by the way, on the east side.
Oh, yeah.
There's a huge one there. Yeah. And I drive by it all the time.
One out in Fitchburg?
Yeah.
Huge. But.
Yeah, I don't know what the complaint would be.
You don't see it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like it's completely good to have these. You know, the more the merrier, and they seem to be popping up all over the place. So that's good.
Right.
It's a good thing.
But, you know, if we go to Bose, then we'll run out of fuel and energy, and we won't be able to turn the lights on. So
wait, what?
Yeah, that's what happens. If we don't have fossil fuels, everything's just going to go dark. That's it, you know.
So are you pro-fossil fuels now? You're saying we should start mining?
I'm just trying to appeal to the people in the Capitol, two blocks away, you know.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, hey, do we have something up there? All right. No.
That was Dan's comment from before.
All right.
Yeah. It's all good.
So we're just trying to get that telephone number out there because we have a separate number than there used to be on the show because that was statewide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got our own number. There it is.
And there it is, 608-879-TALK.
Yeah, 879-8255.
Yeah.
I always have trouble trying to figure out the letters. And when it's 879-TALK, I'm like, okay, T, that's over here. A, it's up there.
Yeah.
It's just easier with the number, I think.
I realized that I had that same kind of hang up.
Yeah.
And I realized that I was thinking too much, too deeply into that.
You're overthinking it again.
You're looking at the number, and then you're also looking at all the alphabet in that number.
Mm.
And you're it's confusing yourself.
Yeah. Right.
All you have to do is look at the the letters. You
okay.
don't care about the number.
You can also contact us on the Civic Media app, John.
I hope I've helped everybody out with that advice.
It's so helpful. If you go to the Civic Media app, you can use the call or the text buttons. You see, you got a choice there. Yeah, and you can interact with the show, and then you can download that app for free at Google Play or the App Store.
It's safe. You can do it.
Yeah, you can do it.
Actually, it's a nicely developed app.
It's cool.
It is. It's very
fast.
Cool. All
right. Very fast.
This is a John and Gordy show. John Peterson.
Gordy Young. It's 7:49. We're coming back after this. Under the sun is a tree, but the sun is a great spot on the moon.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing? Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
As we were saying,
yeah,
it's the John and Gordy Show.
John and Gordy Singers there, conducted by Michael Massey, your buddy. Thank you for that. And it's a cold start to November here. It's temperatures in the mid-20s. Frost on the windshield this morning. Allow a little extra time as you head out there to scrape that frost right off the windshield. And if you don't have a scraper, well, I guess you're just out of luck, because I tried a CD cover this morning. CD that doesn't cover. Work. That doesn't work at all. I remember back in the days of cassettes, you had a cassette cover. Those worked really well.
Yeah.
As scrapers, ice scrapers.
A lot of them were pretty flexible.
I got to find my ice scraper. Anyway, you need it this morning, but highs in the upper 30s today and mix of clouds and some sunshine, John.
I was wondering if anybody out there has any recommendations when it comes to non-alcohol beers.
Yeah. Have you ever had a good one?
I have. Now, a long while back, maybe 3 years ago, I tried one of those non-alcohol beers, and it wasn't very good.
Yeah.
In fact, I tried two of them, one stout, one ale, and it just didn't...
It's got kind of a weird taste.
Kind of a flat taste, even though it was carbonated. It had a flattish taste.
So. Kind of bitter.
But the new ones, they're very, very good.
Yeah?
Lagunitas is a very good non-alcohol beer. In fact, there's nothing in it. you open the can, and there's nothing in the can.
That's kind of disappointing, isn't it?
It is truly light.
I think Budweiser has a non-alcoholic beer now.
They've always been kind of...
Aren't they? Kind of non-alcoholic?
Non-beer.
Non-beer?
It's a non-beer.
Tasting beer?
Yes.
Generic beer?
Yes, very generic.
You're looking for
Sierra Nevada and Lagunitas. To
what's a Dos Equis?
Recommend it.
Dos Equis, what is that one?
Dos Equis has a non-alcohol beer. They're all making it now.
Are any of them really tasting great?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, don't think you're buying a beer. You know, it's not. It has hops in it. A lot of them have hops in it, and there is a medicinal quality to hops.
Okay.
They used hops
good for you.
As a preservative.
Okay.
And, it could work that way for you. It could preserve you. But if you drink a lot of this stuff. But, there is something okay about it, having hops in this sparkling water.
So you're saying we could be drinking beer right now on the air.
Legally.
Legally. No alcohol in
it. Right.
That would be great.
Right.
Why don't we bring some in and do some beer tasting tests?
I would, I'd love a recommendation or two, because, I've got to go into the store and buy and try, and it's hit or miss, but
there must be a liquor store somewhere on State Street we could get some of this.
You think so?
I think so. Well, yeah, right here, downtown. Well, we're only a block away from the Capitol. There's got to be some alcohol nearby somewhere for the legislators to have something at lunch. Right?
I think so.
All right. We're looking at Facebook right now on the John and Gordy Facebook page.
Somebody wrote, windmills messages are killing talk radio. Watch out.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I didn't hear that one, but I think I think he's right.
Not sure how to take that exactly. Are they saying we're full of hot air and wind?
Yes, and they're phasing that out.
So. All right. Yeah.
No recommendations.
How's your November going so far?
Fine. Anyway. That's fine. Okay. No recommendations. I got it. Okay. I got it.
Well, we'll have to do a little research on that and bring some beer in here and have a little John and Gordy party, maybe for Friday, as we get ready for daylight savings time to kick in, turning your clocks back and everything.
Let's put a stake through the heart of Halloween, finally, once and for all today. All right.
It's over.
Because I want to get this story in because it's I noticed it yesterday.
Okay.
But it's just starting in Kentucky. Kentucky has something called the Kentucky After Dark campaign, and what they're doing is they're inviting visitors and people, tourists, to come in, get a passport, and encourage them to visit the small towns and big cities in Kentucky that are home to tales of supernatural events and unexplained spirits.
Well, there's a lot of weird stuff in Kentucky.
A 2022 study of 937 tourists by Passport Photo Online found that 82% of tourists have been to a dark tourist site in their lifetime. Did you know there are dark tourist sites?
What does that mean?
Yes.
You mean like just spooky and ghosts and goblins?
And of the 18% that haven't been there, nearly two-thirds, 63%, said they had a dark site they wish they could visit. So, we have so many places in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah.
But this would be a great campaign here, After Dark. Wisconsin After Dark.
I like it.
Right?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea. There's so many places up around the Dells that are just scary anyway. Right. And around Baraboo and some of the older, I'm sure in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
There's plenty of ghosts and goblins there in some of these spooky places. It'd be a good tourist attraction to bring people up from Illinois to spend their money here.
Well, even in Milwaukee, they have one.
Yeah?
One of the big hotels there.
Yeah?
Is it the Pfister?
Could be. That's an older hotel, right? Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that was, known for being very, very haunted.
It looks very foreboding.
It's right there in the lakefront.
Yeah. Lots of weird, crazy stuff happened there.
And
that's a good point. I think that's a dark
campaign.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we should
jump on that, the John and Gordy dark campaign.
Let's see if we can set up a tour. I'm sure there's plenty of haunted places around Madison, right here in our backyard.
Well, some cities have tours.
Yeah.
Haunted tours.
Yeah.
I think they had one in Chicago.
They got one up in Baraboo again in the Dells. Yeah.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Of the tours.
Yeah. The Brat House in Wisconsin Dells is haunted. Now, so I'm sitting there, this is like a year ago, having dinner, and there's maybe, a small crowd in the restaurant, in the back room there. This tour bus drives up into the parking lot. 30 people walk out, and their tour guide is coming right through the restaurant while people are eating, taking people back to the bathrooms. The women's bathroom is haunted there at the Brat House in Wisconsin Dells.
Oh, no.
It was an old church. This is an old church from the 1800s. And the people, and I talked to the waitresses and the bartenders there. There's stuff that happens there all the time. Glasses falling off the shelves, weird things happening in the bar when everybody is there and everybody witnesses. Yeah.
That just sounds really inconvenient for the person in the women's room.
Yes, it does. Yes,
having a busload of people outside waiting for you.
Yeah. Hey, we got to wrap it up for this edition of the John and Gordy Show. We thank you for joining us. You enjoy the rest of this first day of November. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
Indeed.
Have a good one. The John and Gordy Show.
Your home. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Let's face it, we're all on the go. Go to work, school, sports, appointments, family gatherings, you name it. Get on the road hassle-free with A Street Auto. With a wide range of inventory, financing options, and excellent customer service, you'll be on the go in no time. Their friendly and knowledgeable staff is ready to help you find a car you deserve, priced to fit your budget. Shop their virtual showroom at 8thStreetAuto.com. Then stop by for a test drive.
Go, go, go to 8th Street Auto.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in the Middle East, where foreigners and injured Palestinians are being allowed to cross from Gaza into Egypt for the first time since the Israel-Hamas